Okay, do you want to introduce yourself first, or
Oh,
should
okay.
I?
I didn't know who was doing introductions. Okay. Welcome to Sanctum of the Dark Flame. Sanctum of the Dark Flame. Sanctum of
Dark flame,
the
the
Dark
dark flame.
Flame. I'm your host, Ashley Carmona, and with me is your other awesome host.
David Strange, hello.
And we got a lot of craziness going on right now. I'm sure everybody is feeling it.
Yes, we are all feeling it. As you can clearly hear, Ashley and I are not in the same room.
Which means we can't pick up on facial or social cues.
That's right. So we're fucked. We're fucked. We can't read the room anymore.
I hate that. I need to be able to read a room.
Like, is he mad? See, Matt, I can't tell. I can't tell. I can't tell. See? Okay. No, we are clearly recording this episode remotely, which will explain the drop in audio quality. It's going to sound completely different. And this is what we have to do for the foreseeable future due to reasons. You clearly, unless you're living under a rock, you know
It's
why.
actually good if you're living under a rock right now because you're
Yes, it would be
probably
better if you.
okay.
If you were living under a rock, it would be preferred.
Yeah, so due to COVID-19, we will be recording, like David said, remotely for now, just to be safe and respect the social distancing norm that is now being practiced. We want to try to keep each other safe, anybody else safe, no taking Ubers, things like that, and staying inside as much as we can, with the exception of, going for little walks, things like that. So right now we are practicing our social isolation or social distancing, which makes it hard for us to pick up on cues or read the
That's
room.
right. That's right. So this is going to be fun, as you know, we are clearly separated.
Yes, I miss
To
David. I
this.
miss his presence. Miss him being around. So.
Oh, I miss you too. Hopefully this will all blow over soon.
Yes. Yeah, we hope.
We hope.
Yeah. So during this time, we have had to be, a little more creative with how we spend our time, especially because, well, I don't know, David, you're not working right now, right?
No,
You're not an essential.
that stopped. That stopped about a couple of weeks ago,
Yeah.
Monday, when when it was discovered that a retail store in the place I worked in, someone tested positive.
What in the
So
place that
that
you worked in? I didn't catch that. I thought it was just in the mall that you worked in.
it wasn't in my store, it was in another
Oh
store.
my God.
So yeah, I was like, you know what? I think I'm just gonna not come in
Yeah,
to
that's
work
smart.
today. And then the next day, the company that I work for decided to, hey, we're gonna pull the plug on all retail stores for the foreseeable future.
Wow. Yeah, shortly, I don't know if it was, I think I was the same week. I went in that Tuesday. I'm a hairstylist and makeup artist. I don't know if I've mentioned this before. So I have to work on people. And for the, couple of weeks leading up to when, we were told we couldn't come in, I mean, every single day I was going in, I was absolutely horrified. I was scared of every person. We were doing CDC standards and, taking their advice and doing the necessary precautionary acts to make sure the salon stayed as clean and sanitary and disinfected as possible. But when you come when it comes down to it, this illness is transferred through a cough. So it's like, how do you control the wind? We practice witchcraft, but we ain't that good at it.
Like, okay, you go this direction, wind. Okay, you just go. You go that way now. Like you can't, we can't, we clearly can't.
Yeah, no one can control this. No one can do anything about something like this, especially if, you know, David and I both work with the public. You know, there's really no doing our kind of jobs remotely. It's just impossible. So that Tuesday, I went in. It was St. Patrick's Day, actually, was my last day working. I had off on Wednesday because we were taking staggering shifts where we kept as little people working in the salon as possible, practicing the 6 feet apart rule. Despite stylists working on their own client, you know, we were willing to take the risk. We had to actually sign something online in order to even go into work because it was a liability at that point. I signed to come in, but by Thursday, when I was supposed to go back in, you know, I called my boss and I discussed it, and she was like, you know what, don't come in. We're probably closing down by tonight. And guess what? We shut down that night, and by Friday I had to file for unemployment. So yeah. So
damn.
It was the week of St. Patrick's Day, which also happened to be the week of Ostara, which is, you know, one of our traditional witchcraft holidays, you know, which is the coming of spring and everything like that. So, you know, usually change and growth happens during this time, but whoa. You know, some big change in growth happened. So David and I are going to kind of talk you through the things that are keeping us sane during this time, and go into some other things I think everyone would be interested in hearing. So, David, what have you been doing? I miss you. What are you doing virtually and just functioning? What are you doing?
Well, funny enough, the day I found out that someone tested positive in the space that I worked in, I just decided to have a drink that morning. Okay. Like,
we got in the group text a glass of Coke and a bottle of Fireball. And I'm like, all right, my man, who doesn't drink, by the way, I just want everyone to know, like, to get this guy to have a drink at a bar is nearly impossible. So you know
it took a pandemic. It took a pandemic to, like, you know what? I'm just gonna get into it this morning. I was like, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah,
true. God, when I saw that, I was like, oh yeah, the person who is the coolest, the most stable rock was having a drink in the morning. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's gone.
Having a little bourbon in his herbal tea. Yeah, that was so. I'm sorry. What else? I can't get over that. That it killed me when I got that picture.
So for the rest of that week, I was kind of like,
Were you like stoic? Not stoic. Kind of like paralyzed.
I was a bit on autopilot.
Autopilot, yeah. So you had like blinders because, on.
Yeah, because everything happened at once, so it was like.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh. Yeah.
So like, all right. This is amping up. What is my job gonna do? How am I gonna get paid? Yeah. And I completely forgot that Ostara was with us. I can't even
Ostara,
say
it. See, you're paralyzed. Ostara. Or Ostara. However,
Ostara.
Ostara. I butcher words, which in witchcraft is really awful, but it's Ostara. I call it Ostara because, you know, I'm from Jersey. But
I forgot Ostara was even happening.
Yeah.
Like that was like I was on such autopilot, like everything was like shutting down. QXT shut down, which is like, what the
yeah,
fuck?
That's a safe
Then my
haven
job
for
shut
lots
down.
of people.
Yeah. Then my job shut down and everything was thrown out of whack. So it took me a minute to like regroup. But at this point, I've been doing my art, bit of yoga, keeping up with my weekly meditations.
Nice.
Doing a bit of reading. I'm on the PS4 now, which is fun.
Oh, I love PS4 has been like a lifesaver in this situation.
It sure has. It sure has. It's been an amazing lifesaver that has kept me quite level-headed.
Good. Good.
And then going out for the occasional walk outside when it's nice enough. So yeah, it's been interesting to say the least.
Yeah. Or I can agree. I had that I had that initial shock too of like, what in holy hell is happening right now? Like, I've never had to deal with you know, like a job pause or anything. I work constantly, so having that halt was like, I don't want to use the word traumatic because I feel like that's a bit too extreme, but it was definitely shocking. You know, I've been doing the same things too. I mean, I was a little late with Ostara, but I wound up doing like an altar cleanse. I basically removed everything from my altar. While doing so, any candle on my altar that hadn't fully burned out but went out too early, I lit again, and they actually stayed lit the whole time that I was cleaning, which I thought was like really, really awesome. It was very it was almost like a sign for me, like really burning down to the last of whatever, you know, things I was working on spell wise, craft wise, or just life in general. So I cleared out my altar. I took off anything that wasn't really getting used or had purpose. I adorned it with, you know, some dried lavender to bring on, you know, spring, and, you know, reorganized it, reset it, did a little blessing, smudged the area. And it was after that, I got to tell you, I started to feel better. It was just a simple act of cleaning and clearing, which is what, you know, the spring equinox is all about. Shifting your gears and getting ready to bring in, you know, new energy and growth. And I think it's really important at a time like this, because we're forced now to be isolated, and we're forced in a weird way to kind of turn inwards on ourselves. We can really take account and really take stock of, you know, what we have going on inside, and really what gives our life meaning, and really what we need to function on a daily basis. It really makes you look at what were all the ridiculous, unnecessary things I was doing before. They're all cut out now. You know, you're forced to kind of, you know, have the bare minimum. You know, there's no like lolly, lolly, lolly gagging out like, oh, I'm just going to go here and burn some time. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you really got to think about all those moments. I don't want to say that you wasted, but that were really not necessary. And yeah, just it really makes you turn inward times like this. So I focused on that. And after I cleared out my altar, I reset it, you know, smudged the area, blessed everything. I started to paint again, which was awesome. It had been a long time since I started painting. And going for walks and reading. And same as David, I started playing on my PS4. I started playing Detroit Become Human, which is hysterical because the whole first part of the game, the one character that you play, you're a friggin' housemaid. So here I am cleaning dishes, taking out garbage and washing clothes on a friggin' video game. When I do this shit in real life, it was kind of a moment of like, what the fuck? So yeah, that's what I've been doing to kind of kill time and be relatively productive. But yeah, and there's nothing wrong with playing video games at a time like this.
That's right. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah. Like a lot of people, you know, there's like a stigma against spending time playing video games. And I don't agree with it. It's a way to take you out of your reality. Do things that exercise your mind, takes you away from how crazy the real world can be. Unless you're playing Detroit Human, where you're friggin' cleaning the dishes and taking out the garbage. But yeah, I fully support, you know, especially at a time like this, go out, get a video game, get a cheap game system, get something refurbished, you know, and go at it. Distract yourself too.
Yep, go out, have fun.
Yeah, well, you can't have
fun.
Out,
stay at home, have fun, and, you know, try and stay as close to sanity as you can possibly get to. Because I know it's difficult, especially at a time like this. I know it's easy for people to get inside their own head and start thinking about a magnitude of things. This is something that we can't control. And this is Mother Nature's way of saying, slow down.
For sure.
Take your time. Think.
Yeah, even, you know, work on yourself. There's a couple things that, you know, I've always wanted to do. I never really, I have a ton of like, not a ton, but, you know, a small collection of like house plants. And I have a couple little like grow it yourself kind of kits that either I got through witchcraft sites or just even at the supermarket, you could pick it up. I planted some lavender. I planted three different types of teas. I planted English lavender, lemon balm, and chamomile. And it's something easy. It doesn't take up a lot of space. I live in a small apartment. It's one bedroom, you know, not a lot of surface space. So these things, really herbs and stuff, they don't require a ton of space to grow. They don't even need a ton of sunlight to grow. They just need a little bit of moisture, a little bit of love. So I've been doing that as well, which actually, you know, takes me to my next thing that I want to talk about with David. We're both big tea, you know, and herbal people, and it goes hand in hand with witchcraft. So we're going to list some places that, you know, you can buy herbs from, buy teas from, buy potions from. Where you don't have to go out, you don't have to risk yourself or others. All these places you can buy online, they're small businesses. So you're helping, you know, you're helping people out, spending the money where it really counts. Small businesses, you know, they're the backbone of America. And we're also going to discuss, you know, we'll discuss our favorite herbs, our favorite teas, and then a small healing / protection spell you can do for either yourself, a loved one, or even a whole family. And it's really great just to, you know, have your spirituality in a time like this. So I will list off the places that I personally like to buy from that will deliver to you right now. So here it goes. One of the places that I visited up in Salem was Artisima Botanicals, and they have like freaking tens and tens of herbs. I mean, they probably have well over 100 different herbs and herbal mixtures at their shop, along with, you know, soaps, witchcraft tools, everything. They're kind of like a big one-stop shop. But one of the things that I really liked from them were their teas. So they're great for teas. We'll list these websites on Instagram and on our information post when we upload this podcast. So we'll have the information for you. But Artisma, I hope I'm saying it right. I hope I'm not butchering it. Artemisia botanicals.com. They're also located in Salem. They're a small business. Really great. Witch supercenter.com. Very easily available. Another one of those mega sites that has herbs, witchcraft tools, everything you need. Really great resource. I got most of my herbs from there. They're packaged neatly. They come with a great little description. So, you know, you can keep track, organize them from protection to love to healing to clairvoyancy or psychic ability, things like that. So witchsupercenter.com, they deliver. Really great. And then another place located out of Salem that I really liked for potions, witchcraft tools, grimoires, they even do readings, actually. I think they do readings over the phone, too. I don't know if they're doing that right now. I'm sure that they're probably relying heavily on working remotely, but the name of this is called hexwitch.com, hexwitch.com. Great variety. I've gotten dream potions from there, healing potions from there that I like to anoint my candles with, my spell bags with. Really good stuff. David, do you have any?
I got two. One that I've been talking about for years, and that's Yale Botanica. They have a website. I'm pretty sure that they are still doing, you know, they're doing remote work, yeah, just like everyone else. And they have a website, which I've had multiple friends order from. And it is yeo.com. That's yeo.com. They have herbs, they have potions, they have oils, they have everything you would need in order to do pretty much anything you want. When this is all over, you should go visit them at their physical location. Big, big location. Another one. And this is a new company. And this is Haas Freya.
Oh, I love this. I actually have one of their oils and incense and candles. That's so funny. She's fantastic. Sorry for interrupting. Really good stuff too. Completely forgot about her. She's a great worker.
Just literally opened her physical location at the beginning of March. So yeah, that's damn.
Definitely but support that small business.
Yeah, but yes, but she does have a website too. And I believe she's still, you know, doing shipments, and that's housefreya.com, housefreya.com. She has plenty of candles, herbs. That will definitely help you out during this intense situation if you don't want to venture outside your house.
Awesome. Yeah, it's so funny. I can't even believe that you said that. I remember House Freya had a booth last year at Dark Side of the Con, which also got pushed back, which is super sad. I was so looking forward to that. But she had a great little booth last year, and that's how I discovered her. And my boyfriend, Tom, who is taking a step back from working with us on Sanctum of the Dark Flame right now, we found her. We just loved her stuff. She was a great lady and had really good variety. Yeah, I still have her oil. I bought her her love oil, which I use for my own self-love on like almost a daily basis. You know, I love her stuff. It's great. So Now, that being said, the sadness of missing Dark Side of the Con, ugh. But, you know, it's for the best. It's for the best.
Yeah.
Imagine the pool right now. How it would be filled with so much germs and bacteria. The pool I had.
There's only but so many things chlorine can kill. So now, oh, I'm going to hell. So now.
Right now, also, I want to talk about some relaxation stuff. You know, taking baths are great and everything, but some of my favorite teas that I use just every day, you could put a lot of witchcraft and spirituality and good energy into drinking tea. It's like the forever remedy for everything. One of my favorite teas that you can get at the supermarket that's easily available that you can get right now is by Yogi, and it's the honey lavender herbal tea. That stuff is great. And then another tea that I'm absolutely obsessed with is from Artemisia, which is that herbal shop up in Salem, is the Cunningham Dream Blend, which is delicious.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it has a great flavor to it. It has rose, lavender, really, really good, really great herbs in it. Just tastes great, smells amazing. And then their feminine tea is also really tasty, you know, great for relaxing with, you know, especially in a time like this. I think self-care is important.
Self-care is very important. I've been drinking a lot of teas, like the Dream Tea that you so graciously have gotten me, and I'm thankful for.
No problem.
But another one, which I do drink on a regular basis, is the Bigelow Green Tea.
Great stuff.
Yes, and then I add a dash of cinnamon in there because, hey, that's probably my favorite herb.
You don't say.
So there's another tea company called David's Tea, and they do a variety of teas, which I drink from time to time, like vanilla swirl. They have enough pumpkin chai, and I hate pumpkin. So if you got me drinking anything with pumpkin, you've done some amazing work. There have even been times I've gotten some loose herbs and made my own tea. Like, I've gotten some jasmine at one point, piece of cinnamon in there, had myself a lovely
tea.
That's
awesome. Well, that's one thing I want to try. I want to try to combine. Well, that's what I'm working on right now. I'm working on my little herbal garden. So hopefully when that's all nice and growing, I'll dry them out and hopefully make some, you know, homemade teas. I'm looking forward to that, to grow and dry and do my own tea. So, especially at a time like this where there's nothing else to do. Do a little, you know, in-house gardening.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, that works. In-house gardening works.
I love it. It's a great little thing. Oh, that's so cool that you made. I didn't know you did that. That's cool.
Yeah, I do that every once in a while. Just, hey, let me get the tea in there.
Well, speaking of herbs, I want to make some herbal recommendations for our lovely witches out there. You know, to work with specifically healing and protection herbs that I'd like to list off that I feel like should be just a basic and almost everybody's you know, little apothecary at home. I'm going to list off two different categories of herbs. One category being more like spell work. The other category being more something that you can ingest and add into food, that's great for healing and so on and so forth. So great herbs, you know, more for spell work, right at the top of my list, mugwort. I think you can add that to every spell. It increases psychic abilities, protection, clairvoyancy. It's just an all-around great spiritual herb to work with. Sage, of course, protection, healing, cleansing, really great. David and I certainly agree on this herb, cinnamon. Gotta love cinnamon. That's for protection and healing. Peppermint, my next herb, is really great for healing. And then yellow dock, which is also great for healing. You know, you can incorporate these in candles. You can incorporate these in bath salts. You can incorporate these in little spell kits. Really, almost anyway. Most of these you can burn if you wanted to burn them as an offering. I recommend doing that outside, especially if you live in an apartment complex like me, where you don't want the fire alarms to go off or anything. So those are really great. What do you think? What are some of your ones?
Oh, those are lovely. You know, I got a couple that I like to work with. You know, there is always, like you said before,
yes,
cinnamon, which is a favorite of mine. I also like to work with pine.
Yeah.
Pine promotes healing, fertility, protection, exorcism if you have that problem, and money. If you have a problem with exorcism, good luck to you. Don't call me.
Oh, I will be
calling you. Wow, that's a whole demon there. Cool. So you know what, y'all? You'll be all right.
We'll give you the tools. You'll be okay.
And I'll just run quietly out the back door. Another one, which is my favorite flower, is, of course, rose. Ooh. I love rose. Yes. I love roses. And of course, that's for love, psychic powers, healing, love, divination, luck, and protection. And here's one I haven't worked with in quite a long time, but maybe it's time for me to get back into it. And that one is sandalwood.
Usually I feel like that's just mostly something I have in incense, but I don't ever put that into spells.
I mean, you can, you know, get it like separate, you can get like separate sandalwood, do that. And again, protection, wishes, healing, exorcism, and spirituality. So those are some of the ones I like to work with in terms of healing.
Nice. I love that list. Solid.
That.
Yeah.
So another set of herbs that I know that we both love to work with is ones for protection. And those are very important. And I know you have a list. So.
Well, basically the herbs that I listed off before, they're both for protection and for healing. Yeah. So I typically stick with those, but a really good protective herb always is sage. One of my favorite resins to work with is dragon's blood, which is like the ultimate protection, also clairvoyant, divination, herb or resin, you know, however you get it. I, when times are tough, I like to cleanse and smudge with sage dipped in dragon's blood. That's also great for, you know, your exorcisms, getting out bad spirits, getting out bad energies, clearing your space. Also, dragon's blood incense are just great to have on hand. Another one would be Palo Santo, which I like to smudge with. Palo Santo is protection. Also wards away energies that bring illness. So Palo Santo is another great tool to work with herbal-wise. And most of these herbs and resins that we're discussing, you can buy this at the places that we listed. It's great. Like, you know, these places have everything. So that's, you know, something to keep in mind. Now, some herbs that you can ingest or add into food, if you're more of like, we'll say like a kitchen witch, where, you know, you like to incorporate your craft in your food, which is a very powerful way to perform magic and show people that you love them and that you want to, you know, nurture them, is obviously through food. One of my favorite herbs to throw into food to help with digestion, to help with, you know, antioxidants, is parsley. Parsley is a fantastic herb to throw into any meal, soups. You can even make teas out of it, or just juice parsley is fantastic, and also just good for you in general, especially at a time like this. Keep your immune system high. Ginger is another herb, root, I should say, that is really great for building your immune system, a really fantastic digestive aid. Most of your immune system is inside of your stomach. So you really, I have a really tough stomach. I shouldn't say tough in a good way. It's tough in a bad way, where I'm like super sensitive to a lot of things. So I'm always drinking ginger. I'm always eating things with ginger. I incorporate ginger in like rice. I incorporate ginger in my vegetable routines. I incorporate ginger into little fruit melodies that I make. So another really great root to throw in is that. And then most people love this herb. This is like, I think it's one of the best herbs out there, is rosemary. Once again, it's really, really great. It's anti-stress. It's flavorful. It's very comforting in scent, which I think is great. I think that adds to the anti-stress of it. It's also good for hair growth. I have a thyroid problem. So one of the things that I'm always fighting against is hair loss. So I love to incorporate rosemary in lots of my cooking. I love making rosemary potatoes. They're comforting. They're delicious. I love making them for my boyfriend or for any loved one that comes over, incorporating that herb in, you know, things that we eat. It smells good. It feels good. It also has a lot of beneficial properties, not just spiritually, but also health-wise, which I think is great. So, and another, last but not least, is basil. Basil is the man. It's hard to get that. I don't like it as much dried as I do fresh. If you have access to fresh basil, go for the fresh basil. If you don't, obviously dried is just fine. But it's a pain reliever. It's an immune system booster. It's great for blood vessel health. It's an antioxidant. It's just an all-around really great herb. Add that to a fresh tomato salad, obviously, you know, a Capri salad, anything like that. Sounds like I'm starting my brand new cooking show on our podcast.
That's right. That's right.
But I do a lot of my witchcraft through cooking, you know, which I think is a great way with, you know, herbs and things like that. You know, you can really incorporate basil's another vegetable that you can incorporate into a drink, which I love to do. Like, let's say you need an alcoholic beverage that's relaxing and an antioxidant, even though that's kind of ridiculous. I like to take lavender, basil, grapefruit, just grapefruit juice. You could take a little bit of the fresh dried lavender, some basil, let it sit overnight, or let it sit for a minimum of an hour. Add that to, you know, some gin, throw in a little seltzer water. It's delicious. It's fresh. It's relaxing. And it goes hand in hand with witchcraft, at least in my opinion. It's a great offering drink. You put some love into it. You know, let that sit overnight on your altar for, you know, whomever you pray to, your gods, your goddesses. You know, I like to put that out for Lilith. Really delicious fresh drink. So yeah, hopefully you can try that at home if you're of age. So
another couple of foods that you can, and herbs that you can ingest, you know, garlic is great. It's great for healing. Many, many different types of health benefits related to garlic. Clove.
Love clove.
Clove is great. A little bit of cinnamon. There's the cinnamon in there, you get a little cinnamon. Hello, sailor.
I can't with you.
This is what happens when you're separated for a couple of weeks. You're a little mad. Peppermint, that's always good. Peppermint's always great. Sally, you cannot ingest pine. I wish you could, but here we are. You can even eat, yeah, cactus.
You know,
that's a good protection.
but not that. Don't eat. Well, I'm. Oh, no, no. know. Do whatever you want. No judgment here.
There would be a bit of judgment. There's always clove, cinnamon, curry, cumin, all these foods that you can, you know, do a clove spell with and ingest it. So rice, right? Rice is even...
white rice is great. And you can throw all those herbs into it and everything and cook a great meal. We're going to start a cooking show. Called The Kitchen Witch.
That's right. Yes, the best cooking show ever. And this is how you use a rice cooker.
So all of those, to me, you know, you can practice witchcraft with your food, with your tea, with your drinks. You can even have a cocktail party with witchcraft. That's the beauty of it. Incorporate it. I love doing that. I love getting creative with that. So, you know, onto another little thing that you can do. I wanted to discuss, little protection spells that you can do, protection healing spells, I should say. It's first healing, second protection. I think at a time like this, a little spell work always, you know, goes a long way, putting out good energy and, you know, doing what you can while you're isolated, I think is fantastic. So I have practiced this spell. It's just something that I personally came up with. I've been practicing for a little while and I want to share it with our listeners, especially because sometimes you feel like when you're isolated, you can't go to the people that you love. You know, when you're quarantined, isolated, you can't just go and, you know, hug your loved one, especially if you have loved ones that are older or immune compromised. So I feel like this spell is something that you can do for a loved one that, or even for yourself as well. This can be done on yourself or a loved one. And it's something that you can do for them, even though you can't go to them or be near them, you know, to help spiritually. So this is my own personal little healing spell. Get together any of your healing protection herbs, prep your altar. You know, I like to work with healing spell wise. I like to work with blue candles. I think blue is a really great, powerful, healing, calming color. So typically I like to prep the altar with my healing oil. If you don't have a healing oil, if you have an altar oil, that works great too. Or even if you have just any sort of any sort of oil that you like to anoint with, or even if you have a perfume of somebody's that you really love, anything you can anoint with. If you don't have that, please don't worry about it. Just focus on the person or the this is also something you can do for a whole family. So just prep everything, get your blue candle, get Palo Santo. The reason why we're smudging with Palo Santo is because, like I said before, it wards away energies that bring illness. It's also great with bringing creativity into your space. So if you're feeling a little uninspired, this is a great thing to smudge with. It helps bring in good positive energies, particularly with creativity, and it wards off illness energy. So have your Palo Santo, have your blue candle, whatever you like to, you know, whatever wand you like to cast your circles with, or knife that you like to cast your circles with. You're going to need a piece of paper, or if you don't have a little bag to put the paper in, I recommend using a sheet of white paper towel, a pen. The herbs I would recommend using for this, you can really use a couple of them, or you can go nuts and put in a lot. But what I like to use would be mugwort. Have your mugwort ready, have your sage ready, have cinnamon ready, peppermint. Those herbs ready on hand to place into this little spell that we're doing. And that's it. It's really simple. Oh, I'm sorry. A little piece of twine, because we're going to make a little pouch when we're done. If you have handy a rock that you're not, actively using, or rocks that you use for spell work, I like to incorporate that as well. The rock would be when you wrap up your spell pouch inside of the paper towel or inside of the pouch that you're using. symbolizes a weight to keep the person in our world, to keep them grounded, to keep them here, to keep them present, so that they don't leave or go anywhere, which is somewhat of a binding thing, but really our purpose for it is just to keep them here in the physical world with us, to keep them healing and to keep them stable while they're going through whatever they're going through. So I recommend doing this spell on a waning crescent moon, just because that helps to, you know, get rid of illness and everything. You want to focus on healing and rest with this moon. It's mostly for resting and for healing. So that's the moon I would recommend doing this under. Obviously, if it's a full moon, great. Full moons last 3 days. You can do really good spell work under this. And you know what? If the moon isn't right and you just need to do the spell, just do the spell. You know, your energy and your focus, I'm sure will be enough, but those are little enhancers to do this spell under. So first, you're going to smudge the area that you're working in. Then you're going to cast your circle. Bring forth the feminine goddess that you like to work with. In my situation, I like to work with Lilith. You can work with Goddess Diana. You can work with Goddess Freya. You can work with whomever feminine-wise you like to work with, mostly because the feminine energy is linked to healing and protection on a nurturing level. So you want to have that entity present with you. However you like to chant or bring them forth, I usually like to chant things 3 times. I have always liked the number 3. So I think 3 is a very powerful, powerful number to go by if you need that for your, you know, chanting. Once you've called forth that energy, focus on who you're doing the spell for. Is it for you? Is it for a loved one? Is it for a family? Chant their name in your head or aloud, whatever you like. Write their name down with either a black pen or marker, or a blue pen, blue obviously for the color of healing. Write their name down. I like to write their name down on the paper towel. Usually have a pretty big area. Then I place the rock on top of their name. I cover it with herbs, the herbs that we're using. I bundle it up, tie it with twine. While I'm tying it with twine, I think of the twine as the protection circle that they're in. So the twine to me is their own personal protection circle. That's what you're tying around the person that you want to heal or the family that you want to heal. Family, use a last name. Obviously, that'll cover everybody in the family. If it's a person, use their first name. You can also use their last name. Usually in your mind, just keep picturing them and picturing them and picturing them. Once that's nice and tied, you can then light your spell candle. If you don't have a spell candle, don't worry about it. Just your regular altar candle will be fine. Just keep that going for the duration of the spell. But to really kick it up, that blue candle I was talking about earlier, now's the time to light it. Before you light it, if you can anoint it with a little bit of your oil, if you did that already, great. If you don't have the oil, don't worry about it. Just focus on that blue healing candle. It's for that person, yourself, or whomever you're doing this spell for. Once that's done, you can step out of your magic circle, take your little pouch that you tied together. Now, like I said, if you want to put it in a little cloth bag, that's fine too. Write the name on a piece of paper with the herbs and everything. I like to put mine in a paper towel and tie the paper towel together with the twine, simply because we're trying to leave as little of a, you know, carbon footprint as possible. All of these items are biodegradable. So I like to go with something like that. Also, right now we're limited on resources because of COVID-19. So typically you have on hand paper towels throughout the house. It's pliable. So I like to use that. It's easy to work with. It's flexible. Once you stepped out of your magic circle, you can go outside, find a very peaceful, quiet place and bury it into the ground. Try to bury it like 3 inches below the surface. I like to use my hands to dig, to feel the earth, and then cover, say a prayer or meditate with it for a moment or however long you like. Come back inside. Typically at this point, especially when you're working a spell or doing a ritual, you know, have a glass of water, fresh water inside of the circle. You can use water, you can use wine, you can use apple juice. I always recommend just fresh, clean water. Drink some of that, offer it to the goddess that you're praying to, and that's it. Let your candle burn out. You can break your magic circle. And it's a really simple, easy spell to do. You know, it doesn't require much. You really can use any household item. And even if you don't have an altar set up or ready for this, taking a freaking kitchen knife and drawing your magic circles, another way you could do it. You know, you can go grab some old candles that you had lying around just to bring, you know, that element of fire and that element of having, you know, a center to look at. If there's a painting that you're feeling very connected with, you could pray and use that as your altar, sit underneath it. You know, there's really easy ways to go about doing spell work. It really depends on how you focus your energy. That's what's really important to me. So anybody can practice this. You can use all these tools and all, you know, use all of these herbs when it comes down to it. Just having the simple things around, especially at a time like this, will do just fine. So there you have it. Please, I would love to hear. Gimme.
So maybe later if you're good. So God damn it.
You gotta throw a little bit of that in.
God damn it. Yep. well, this
it's
podcast
going into
is a good different turn.
Category.
yes. Okay. Oh dear God. I have a protection spell that I do. That is, you know, my quick surefire. If something were to happen, I could throw it together real quick, and that's what it was designed for. It is meant to be used with any size candle, I should say, that you can get your hands on. If it's a small candle, you can do it on that. If it's a bigger 7-day candle that you can take out of the glass, it works. If you can't take it out of the glass, it still works. So what you are going to do is you are essentially going to clear the candle of any negative energy. And, you know, you can do it with your intention, or if you have Florida water.
Florida water.
Yes, the official Swiss Army knife of all witches. And at that point, once you clear the candle, you can, you know, pour a little Florida water in your hand, wipe it on the candle, wipe it on the glass, what have you. You would anoint the candle with, Ashley said, whatever oil you have on hand. Dragon's blood would be great. Hijan oil, which is very, very good and can be used for anything, but please be careful. Don't spill it. Don't spill on the floor, because your whole house will smell like hijan oil for a week and a half. That was a fun time. So you anoint your candle, and then what I like to do is I would like to write or carve the name of the person on the candle. Then on the other side, you carve or write the intent of the candle. So you carve that into a candle, which you can take out of the glass, or if you have a glass candle, you can use a poster paint marker, a wax pencil, do that. Personally, what I love to do is I like to carve representations of the person. So say I'm doing it for Ashley, it would be spiders and Joe Exotic.
Get the Tiger King in there.
Yes, get the Tiger King in there. If you want any representation you have of the person, go ahead, carve, write that in. Then you get your space set up. You pray to whatever god you choose to. I do Diana and Saint Lucifer.
Nice.
Get that 2-for-1 punch in there. You almost forgot. Herbs. So any herbs you pick. If you have an open candle, I would roll or sprinkle the herb on the candle. If it's a glass candle, you can obviously sprinkle it in the opening of it. Do that. You have your intention set. You have your space set up. You do your prayer. You focus your energy and your intent into the candle. You light it. You light your candle. And you are good afterwards. If you have some wax left over, if you can, bury that or throw it out. Same with the glass candle. I prefer to throw out the glass that the candle was in, because unfortunately you can't dig a hole that deep for a small glass container. Even though it would be awesome, unfortunately you can't do that. So that's my quick surefire protection spell. And you can use this for any spell. Now, for me, when it comes to protection, I love to use black because
black is the most protective color. That's great for, you know, absorbing negative energy, banishing it. That's a great color for protection.
So, yeah. And in any case, if you cannot get the color, just use a white candle. White can be used for anything.
Right on that white candle. It's wonderful.
So, yeah, you can definitely do that. That is my protection spell. Damn. Or
you make me feel like that was awesome. That was so okay. So mine is not a simple spell. Maybe I'm a bit more on the traditional side.
I mean, you know, I did like it for simplicity in case I had to do this quick. I did have to do it quick at one point. Funny story. I went to QXTs to spend New Year's. This was 2 years back. And I had a friend that was having some issues, and I wanted to do a protection spell. So she gave me some of her hair, and I had to go home anyway because I had to work the next day. I had to work New Year's Day. Went home. Before I went to sleep, I set everything up in a span of 10 minutes. Did it. Went to sleep. And that was
it. Damn. That's awesome. I like that. So I would more so categorize my spell as more of a ritual and a spell, simply because I'm asking you to smudge the area, draw your magic circle and stuff like that. So mine would be a little bit more of a ritual and a healing spell. So mine would require definitely a bit more time, a little more resources. Not that it's any more potent or less potent than David's. It's just a different way of working things. Like I said before, the number three, I'm very ritualistic when it comes to spell working and ritualistic in general. So if you're a little bit more like me, where you really like to take things step by step and do things in, you know, a certain order, that's, you know, requires a bit more time and a bit more of a ritual. That would be the spell for you. But if you need something in a pinch, David's spells are always fantastic for that. And it's really versatile too. Really, it could be used for anything. I've definitely done really quick protection spells, almost exactly like that. So I think that's a great way to do something with limited resources, and quickly.
So yeah, definitely. If anything, if you can get your herbs fresh, that's great. If you have to, you know, if you do not have access to fresh herbs, or if you're, you know, low on money, supermarkets always have, you know, the little, you know, bottles of herbs and those little shakers that you can always use. Those are as good.
If it's the herb, it's the herb. You know, it's literally as simple as that. But, you know, in the meantime, while in isolation, you know, there are those websites that Strange and I listed off earlier that you can buy from. You know, it's not like you're going anywhere anyway. So y'all can wait for them to come in the mail.
So you do have a bit of time to wait. Just saying.
You ain't going anywhere right now.
That's right. So I think this is a good
for sure
bit to end on. I just want to say this. We hope you're safe wherever you are. Wash your hands. If you got to go out, 6 feet apart. I know me and Ashley are both witches. We believe in divine energy and stuff like that, and gods and goddesses. But after saying that, please trust scientists at this point.
Listen to the doctors and scientists.
Listen to the CDC. Yes, if there's anyone promoting this potion's going to protect you, don't fucking listen to them. They're all baddie. So please listen to the doctor. They're there for a reason.
Right now we have to focus on, you know, science and doctors as, you know, as witches, people who practice witchcraft. There's only so much that your spirituality can do. You know, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, your energy and what happens when we're gone. Right now, we want you to stay as long as humanly possible. So in order to do that, listen to your doctors and listen to the scientists.
Yes, please do. Listen to them all right now. So on that note, it's time to end. We will be back next week.
I'm definitely down for next week. Hey, what am I doing? Nothing.
And what am I doing?
So we will be nothing. Here.
So we got to do the outro. All right, so for Sanctum of the Dark Flame.
I'm Ashley.
I'm David Strange.